We introduced the concept yesterday. We go through the Gemara about Mashkon. Ma'avol Mashkon is Eino Mishame, Mishnin Shvi'is. Gemara quoted it. The Gemara said it's based on the famous dinner of Yitzchak, which is quoted in various places in Shas. Minayin Shabalchov Koine Mashkon. How do you know Balchov, which means a Malve? Balchov and Malve are synonymous. How do you know he acquires a Mashkon and lent him money? He wants to ensure that the love will pay him back, so he acquires the Mashkon. Lechotzi at Stoke, when he returns it on a nightly basis, it's considered to be tztaka by Hashem. If it's considered to be tztaka, you obviously have to own it in order for Hashem to consider it to be tzedakah. And therefore, we have the din of Baal Chov Koine Mashkon, and that is the din, halacha lamaisa, that it stops the loan from being canceled, ain't a mashamet. That's the din. And lamaisa, we went through at great length yesterday, what's the level of liability that a malva has when he's watching that mashkon? Is he completely his in the sense it's kind of even an onsen, or is it only in what we call gnev and aveda? Rashi says onsen and baba metziah. The Rambam and Tosfos say that it's referring to gnev and aveda. We had a steer in Rashi. Rashi seemed to say aveda here, so we said that maybe there's a difference. The difference being that shelo b'shas alva, you kone it completely. And the reason being, the reason why you're koneh completely is because it's in lieu of payment. You came in the 30 days, doesn't pay you cash, so you give a mashkon, you take the mashkon instead, and therefore it's viewed as a payment. If it's viewed as a payment, then you understand quite well that you should be chayv and onsen in such a situation, lamaisa, that it's considered to be what? When it's shlo b'shas alva. Whereas when it comes to shas alva, you may be only chayv and aveda. That was one rock teretz that we had at the Yad Dovid. The other teretz we have, Lamaisa, Yisrael, the other teretz that we have is from who? Who was the other teretz? From, I believe it was the Pnei Yoshua, no? Didn't the Pnei Yoshua say that when Rashi said, in the Beis Aaron, when Rashi said Nevad, he meant Nevad Ba'onis. Really meant Onis, okay? Now, I want to define for you guys, let's get it down in our notes. Let's define very clearly as we proceed through the Tysis. I want to try to get through the whole Tysis in no clore. And that is, and Sunday we go weiter, Bezrat Hashem, is I want to define for you clearly what is Shelo B'shas Alva and what is B'shas Alva. Shelo B'shas Alva, the way the Gemara is Masbir and the Rambam is Masbir, is that when Beis Din gets involved. Meaning to say is the following. I give you a 30-day loan, Stam Alva Shelo Shim Loan, like we always say. I come to the end of the 30 days, I want my cash. He says, you have no cash. Fine, take your car instead. I take the car instead. But who takes the car? Please get this down. The shliach Beis Din. The agent of Beis Din goes into the Beis Din, goes into the guy's lova's house, takes the car, and holds it for 30 days in the auspices of Beis Din. Another 30 days. And then at the end of those 30 days, which is total 60 days, if the guy cannot pay the money, if the lova has no cash, then what's the din? The malva keeps the car. The shliach Beis Din will give the car to the malva and done. Please get this procedure properly. This is what we call Shliach Beis Din getting involved. And the Shliach Beis Din gets involved very strongly. And he will possess it for those 30 days. And it's called Guvayna. And in that sense, Lamaisa, that's what the Shliach Beis Din is engaged in, Allah Lamaisa. And that's called Shelo B'shas Alva. And that is what we mean to say when we talk about Shelo B'shas Alva. And that's why it is really for collection. Because at the end of the day, I'm taking the mashkin in lieu of my payment. And I'm not taking the shliach beis din gives it over for me. What is that the definition of? Shelo b'shas alva. What is the definition of shas alva? The definition of shas alva is as follows. The definition of shas alva is that when I lend the money, I want the mashkin right now. And I get the mashkin right now. And therefore, in that sense, which we, as we go through the Tosfos, in that sense, Shas Alva is considered to be what? What is Shas Alva considered to be? Shas Alva is basically, not necessarily in lieu of the payment, but as Rav Eitan HaKadosh says, Zichron Dvarim Balma. It's a reminder that he owes me money. You might be a wealthy guy that's lent out money to a lot of different people, and in order for you to remember, in order for you to remember clearly that there was a loan, you take collateral. But the collateral at Shas Alva is not for what? It's not necessarily for a payment, but it's to remind you, in Rabbeinu HaKadosh's words, to remind you, it could be for payment, we'll see what Shimon Gamliel holds it is, Bez Hashem, but the bottom line is to remind you that what? It is to remind you that someone borrowed money from you and that you will remember to pay to ask him for the money back to collect. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, what happens in the case of Shas Alvah, at the end of the 30 days, the guy doesn't pay me? What's the din? I'll just keep it. In other words, in a case of Shas Alvah, what I want you to get is that there's really no involvement from Beis Din at all. None whatsoever. There's no involvement from Beis Din at all. Halakha Lamaisa. There's no involvement from Beis Din at all when you talk about what? When you talk about Shas Alvah. When you talk about Shas Alvah, there's absolutely no involvement of Beis Din at all. None whatsoever. None. And therefore, I'll take the collateral, and if he doesn't pay me back, I'll just keep it. So we have clearly defined what Shelo B'Shas Alvah and what Shas Alvah is. Shelo B'Shas Alvah is when Beis Din gets involved, the Shliach Beis Din. Shas Alvah is when Beis Din is not involved at all. And for all intents and purposes, at least according to Rabbi HaKadosh, it's L'Zichron Dvar Ba'alma. It's a reminder. It's really not a payment. In the event, 30 days, he can't pay me back. What's the din? The din is I'll keep it. With no involvement of Beis Din at all. None whatsoever. So, based on this, if I would ask you innately and naturally, the din of Rabbi Yitzchok that says that a Baal Chov is kind of mashkon, innately and naturally, which track would you say it plugs into better? When Rabbi Yitzchok says Baal Chov is kona maska, which one would you say naturally it fits into?
Shelo
B'Shas Alvah. Excellent. The other. Why is that? Because Shelo B'Shas Alvah is at the end of the 30 days, he cannot pay me the cash, so in lieu of the cash, I'm going to take what? The collateral, and I will keep it. So the Baal Chov acquires the mashkon much more readily in a case of what? Shelo B'Shas Alvah. The din of Rabbi Yitzchok that the Baal Chov acquires the mashkon fits in much more readily and naturally by a case of Shelo B'Shas Alvah. Whereas Shas Alvah, you certainly can view maybe not as a payment, and maybe he doesn't acquire the whole thing. And the topic of our Tosfos is to discover and to work hard at, why does our Gemara and a few other Gemaras in Shas assume, as a double portion, that Rabbi Yitzchok's din applies not just to Shelo B'Shas Alvah, but to also what? Shas Alvah. That's what we are investigating right now today with this Tosfos. Okay? Yes, real quick, then, because we got to get to it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yesterday was not that definition of
Lo B'Shas Alvah. I didn't get to the details yesterday. I didn't get to the details.
The mashkon was already, like, he was already living in the land, and then he asked
him afterwards. Today we're dealing with Metalpin. That was yesterday about Karka. Here we're dealing with the classical din of Rebutza, which is dealing with movables. Metalpin.
That's a different definition of Lo B'Shas Alvah.
What'd you say?
That's a whole different definition of what I mean, it's not during the time.
That whole discussion that we had yesterday when the Gemara asked that kasha was also assuming that the mashkon was what? You tell me the mashkon was really what? Was really before, right? You had been using it before.
That's a different way of understanding that, no?
No, not a different understanding. That was that whole discussion we had yesterday in terms of that kasha was talking Shas Alvah.
The Rashba said it was Shas Alvah.
No, the Rashba said either it was what? You were using it before. Not in the form of mashkon, or it was a mashkon b'shas alvah. Those are the two options.
Using it not as a mashkon,
it predicated your loan.
That's
what Tyson
said.
No, that was shas alvah. I only got the loan because I got the mashkon. That's why I said
right,
that was the stress of predicating. I never would lend the money unless I got the mashkon right away. So it definitely was shas alvah. The other shot was it wasn't even a mashkon, it was just using it before. Today we are focusing on metaltolin, and the issue is, naturally and innately, what is it referring to? Baal Chov kona mashkon is Shelo B'Shas Alvah, because it's acquired. So it's much more naturally and innately going to be acquired, Jonathan, when it's what? Shelo B'Shas Alvah. Shas Alvah, I could question. But the Gemaras in Shas, many Gemaras assume that it works. Let's see the Tosfos inside, okay? We got a lot to see here in the side. Let's start from the beginning of the Tosfos. Okay? Does everyone have a Gemara? Does everyone have a Gemara? Let's see inside. Go ahead, Ari. You read the Tosfos. Let's go. Guys, look inside. Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph in the Tosfos inside. Go ahead. Shiny what?
Shiny Mashkel,
Rabbi Yitzchak. You said Rabbi Yechon. Yeah, read the Dibra Maskel. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, we don't skim any of the words, right? We find that the din Rabbi Yitzchak is Shlomo Shas Avot, like it says in Umnin. Umnin is the eighth parak in Bav Metziah. Go ahead, Ubishelli. What's the word Shelli mean? End. Excellent. End of parak Adayanim. That's the seventh parak in Shavuos. Go ahead. It's really called Shavuos Adayanim. Yeah, go ahead. No, what does it say in those two Gemaras? You know what it says, Usher? What does it say in those two Gemaras, Binyamin? It talks about a Shliach Beis Din being involved in the collection. What does that indicate if it's a Shliach Beis Din? Shalom B'Shas Avah or Shas Avah? Shalom B'Shas Avah. Excellent, get it down. Those two Gemaras in Shas present Reb Yitzchak in a case where the Shliach Beis Din is involved. If the Shliach Beis Din is involved, guys, that means merits are called what? Shalom B'Shas Avah. If he's involved at the time of the collection. Get that down. Those are the two Gemaras. Where? Bav Metziah and in Shavuos. Go ahead. V'hacha. What's V'hacha mean? In our Gemara in Gittin. Go ahead. What does the words Ma'avah Amashkar mean? That it's, I'm getting the Mashkar as soon as I gave away my cash. That means what, Yisrael? Shas Halvah. Beautiful. The Mashkar Shas Halvah. So go ahead. Yeah, because the Gemara there in Bav Metziah, if you take a look, the Gemara has a kasha on Rav Elazar, where Rav Elazar holds that a person that's holding a mashkin is only a shomer chinam, and the Mishnah says black on white that it's a shomer sachar. That if you're a mava and a mashkin, you're a shomer sachar. So the Gemara says it's a stira. The Gemara says it's not a stira. When are you considered to be a shomer sachar? When what? When it's shalom b'shas halvah. When do you consider to be a shomer chinam? When it's what? When it's shas halvah. That's what the Gemara writes in Bav Metziah, the Beferish. It makes that distinction. It makes that distinction. But then the Gemara jumps on that distinction and it says what? Did everyone just say what I get what I just said? I just said over the Gemara, you can miss it. It's in between the lines. The Gemara said, according to Rabbi Elazar, that if you're a what? If you hold a maskon of a malva, you are a shomer what? Chinam, you're only chayav b'shiyah. And what did the Mishnah say? That you're a shomer sachar. So it's a stira. How could the Mishnah be like Rabbi Elazar? Says no problem. Rabbi Elazar said you're only a shomer chinam when it's what? When it's b'shas halvah. When it's shalom b'shas halvah, you mamish have it. Your liability is higher, so you're a shomer sachar. You got me? Then the Gemara jumps. How could that be? Frek the Gemara of how what? What do you mean? It says alveil amashkon, which implies what? Shas Halvah as well. How can you make a distinction between the two? Right? Go ahead. And what did our Mishnah, what did our Gemara say? What was the Gemara, what was our lashon of our Gemara? Malva Amashkar. Is there a difference between the word Helveu and Malva? Says, go ahead. There's no reason to distinguish between the two lashonos. So why is it, guys, that the Gemara in Gittin and the Gemara in Bav Metziah on Pei Aleph Amid Beis says that Reb Yitzchak's din Benji of Balchov Kona Mashkin applies to Shalom B'Shas Halvah and also to what? Shas Halvah naturally. Why is that? I just said at the beginning of Shira, it should fit in only to Shalom B'Shas Halvah. Why is our Gemara Stamazoy? No, it works across the board. Why? That is the first Kash of Tosfos. On how many Gemaras? The Gemara in Gittin? And the Gemara where? In Maseches Bav Metziah? Lamaisa says the same thing. Gemara Bav Metziah. Gemara Bav Metziah, Lamaisa. Gemara Bav Metziah, Pe'avim Beis, has that expression about Edi V'Edi. The way it began was, the Bav Metziah and Shavuos were implied Shalom B'Shas Halvah, because it talks about the Shliach Beis. There's another Gemara Bav Metziah, the Amud before implies it like our Gemara, and the Gemara in Maseches what? In Gittin, and our Gemara, and that Gemara in Bav Metziah, the Amud earlier, implies it's talking about across the board. That's the first kasha. How does, and I'll make it a little bit dramatic. How does the Gemara in a sense have a chutzpah to say that the Yitzchak's din should apply to Shas Halvah? Gemara's just rolling along and says it naturally applies to Shas Halvah. Why? Go ahead. That's the first kasha. Why does the Gemara assume that the Yitzchak's din of Balchov Kona Maskon should apply to Shas Halvah? Shas Halvah, Eitan, is not a payment. Only Shalom B'Shas Halvah is a payment. So when you're getting it as a payment, I can understand you acquire it. But when you're not getting this as a payment, who says that what? Who says that you should what? Who says that it should be viewed as you acquired it? Yes? That's the first kasha of Taisus, number one. Number two, go ahead. That's the first kasha of Taisus. Amazing kasha. Okay? Amazing kasha. Now, Lamaisa, okay? Go ahead. In those two Gemaras which you began in the beginning, go ahead. What's the din if the loan's 100, the mashma is only worth 50? So what is the machlokas Reb Shimon Gamliel and Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Go ahead. Reb Shimon Gamliel says it's not mishamei up to what it's worth.
Go ahead.
Meaning the $50 won't be canceled. The other 50, though there's no mashma on it, it will be canceled. Go ahead. Reb Yudah Nasi says even though the mashma is not what? Since the mashka doesn't worth the or isn't worth the what? The worth of the loan, it does nothing, and the whole thing is canceled. Go ahead. Why are you holding the mashka? The mashka doesn't cover the loan, only covered half of it. So why are you holding it? You know what you're holding it for? Because instead of having an alarm clock that will remind you that someone owes you money, you have a mashka. Go ahead.
Behainu.
Al-Korcha. You are forced to say. Please get that down in your notes. You are forced to say Valkorcha. Go ahead. And that Gemara's got to be talking about Mashka Mishas Halva. Why? Why do you take a Mashka and Shalom Mishas Halva? This is exactly what I said at the beginning of this year. Why do you take a Mashka and Shalom Mishas Halva, Mayor? For what? For purposes of what? Get it? Look inside. For collection. For a collection, he says it. Go ahead. If the mashka was worth the loan, then it wouldn't be mishami. That I grant you. Because why? You're holding the thing. It's like it's gavui. But lamaisa, how does the Gemara and Shavuos, and I want you guys to get this down, who do we paskin in that machlokes Rebbe and Reshum Gamliel? I looked up the Rambam this morning in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel. The Rambam says, like Reb Shimon Gamliel, that if you have a $100 loan and it's a mashka to 50, it only what stops 50 from being canceled. The extra 50, what's the din? Is canceled. What does Rebbe say? The whole thing gets canceled. Usually, what's the rule the Gemara says in Erevin and in Ksubis? Halacha ke Rebbe, mechaveiro velo mechaveirav. We usually hold like Rebbe against one colleague. Here, for some reason, the Rambam passes like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Get that down in your notes. I don't know why. He holds like Reb Shimon Gamliel here. And we say that the first 50 is not canceled. Because we go like Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Rambam says. But nonetheless, what is that machlok is talking about? A mashka b'shas havah or shlo b'shas havah? Which one? What is the Gemara talking about? What's the case? Shas havah. Why is it shas havah? Because why? Because the shlo b'shas havah is taken for what? What do you take the mashka? For collection. Rebbe says Lezichron Dvar Rabbah is an indicator that the Maskin is what? Shasava. Now it happens to be Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argues with Rebbe. And he says that what it does keep it intact to $50. It's not Lezichron Dvar Rabbah. But there's no doubt that the function of the Maskin Shasava is not necessarily for payment. At least according to Rebbe it's not. Okay? So from Rebbe's perspective, right? And I would imagine Reb Shimon Gamliel would say the only reason why it's not Meshamed is he'll agree that maybe it's not for collection. It just happens to be it can't turn into collection. Later on, when the guy doesn't pay the cash, it'll turn into collection. But in essence, Shas Havah is not Legubayim. It is not for collection. It's Lezichron Dvar Rabbah, according to Rebbe. According to Reb Shimon Gamliel, it might be eventually, but now it's not. And what does the Gemara book say there? That Reb Yitzchak's din of a Bachol Konamashkot applies to what? Shalom b'shasava and shasava. The Gemara just rolling down. Gemara's rolling away and just says, push it. Our Gemara says it applies b'shasava. That Gemara applies to shasava. This is what on earth is going on here? Why would you assume like that? So everyone got this kasha clear? The first kasha is the Gemara Gittin and the Gemara there in Bav Metzia and Pe'alf and Beis. How does the Gemara assume Yitzchak applies b'shasava? Then he points out, I have another Gemara for you in Shavuos. And in Bob Metzia Mem Chesem Beis and Shuas Mem Dalin and Beis, where they present the Machlokes Rebbe Rishum Gamliel, which we said the Ram Pasul Rishum Gamliel, which we have a kash on. Halacha Rebbe Mechavero Lo Mechaver Rav. Why does he hold like Rishum Gamliel, not like Rebbe? But nonetheless, certainly that's a case of Maskum Mishas Alba, and it says that what? That it's Meshamet. Says that it's Meshamet. I'm sorry, it says that it's Eino Meshamet, because why? Because Rebbe Yitzchak says you acquire it. So you see that the Gemara applies as a Dover Poshet. What? The din of Rebbe Yitzchak to a case of what? Maskum Mishas Alba. How did the Gemara know that? Ravina Rashi wrote the Gemara. How did they know to apply Rebbe Yitzchak's principle across the board to not just what? Shalom Mishas Alba, but the Shas Alba? That's the two kashas of Taisus. Okay. I want you to get this down. Before we give Taisus's answer, get this down. The Rashba I gave you, and the Ran by us, and the Ramban above Metzi, and the Ritvin Shvuas give the following answer. Again, Rashba by us, which I gave you, the Ran by us, and the Ramban above Metzi, and Pevezim, and often Ritva and Shvuas, then Dal and Rav all give the same answer. What would you say?
It's the second kasha, I don't understand.
Second kasha is just another Gemara he's pointing out in Shas.
It's a proof that there is...
That Rebbe Yitzchak's din applies to Shas Alba. How did the Gemara know how to do that? Why did the Gemara assume that, Binyam? Why did these Gemaras assume as a Dover Pashit that Rebbe Yitzchak's din applies to Shas Alba? We said in the beginning of the year, naturally it should not apply.
Right.
So that's Tosis Kasha.
But we have proof right here that in this case...
But he's asking on those Gemaras, how could the Gemara have done that?
Oh, how could he do that?
Write down in your notes, how could the Gemara have done that? That's Tosis two Kashas. How could these Gemaras have done that? He's challenging the Gemara, the Stam Gemara. The Gemara is rolling what? Rolling on, and just assumes that. One second here. What's the smarter for this? So it comes along the Rashba and the Ran, the Ramban, and the Ritva give the following answer. You're absolutely right that there is a Gemara, Asher, in Bav Metzia, Pevezim, and Af that says, Vitisbara? What does Vitisbara mean? And do you think like this? And do you think like this? Vitisbara, do you think like this? Rebbe Yitzchak's din is only applied Shalom B'Shas Alba, not B'Shas Alba. So the Gemara is making a blanket statement that it should not apply. The Gemara has that line, backing up what I said in the beginning of Shir. The Gemara has that literal line. Who says Rebbe Yitzchak should ever apply Shas Alba? It only applies Shalom B'Shas Alba. So what do? So you know what they say? They say the following. I want you to know something. That was a fake out. It does apply across the board. The Gemara was just saying b'derech dechia, just it was pushing it away. We just never found Rebbe Yitzchak saying it explicitly. That's all the Gemara meant. But the truth is, believe it or not, it can apply. C-A-N. It can apply halacha l'maaseh. Absolutely can. And the Machane Ephraim in the Lechem Mishnah, Machane Ephraim in Chaschiyah Mehefka Simon Test, one of the great Gedolei Achronim, and the Lechem Mishnah Nichos Ishus Perak Hei Alacha Chav Gimel write that the Rif and the Rambam say that a Baal Chov is Kona Amashkon. Please get it down. Bein B'Shas Alva, Bein Shalom B'Shas Alva. Okay? And the Gemara that is Mechalek between the two was not a Liba de Hilchasa. That Gemara that I mentioned to you in Shavuos is not a Liba de Hilchasa. It was a fake out. We don't pass them like it. Meaning we're making an about face and we're saying that there's no problem for it applying across the board. No problem at all. In fact, the Lechem Mishnah writes there's a steer in the tour. The tour writes in Choshen Mishpat Simen Ayin Beis that whether the Mashkon is B'Shas Alva or Shalom B'Shas Alva, you're a Shomer Sacher. Because you acquire the Mashkon. You're always a Shomer Sacher. Get it down. The tour in Choshen Mishpat says you're a Shomer Sacher. But in Ibn Ezra Simen Chavtes, he says a woman cannot be Miskadeshes with a maskon of Hava, maskon Mishas Hava. So it's a stirah. So I want you to get this answer. The answer is as follows. Please get it. The answer says the Shach in Simen Ayin Beis in the middle Sifkot and Tes, that he says that the reason why you're not Kona Mishas Bizman Hava is because why? The Lova has other property around him. So the Malva could collect from other property, Nate. So since the Shas Alva, you're not pinning him, constricting the where he can collect, So therefore, you don't really cone to the mashkon, because he always has the ability to collect from other things. Mashenkin, a mashkon that's taken through Bezdin, which is called what? What's a mashkon taken through Bezdin called Yisrael? So Shalom B'Shas Avah, that is considered to be what? Yours. It's your collection and that's it. So when it's Zman Havah, I don't know. When it's Zman Havah, I cannot what? It's already Bizman Havah. When it's already Bizman Havah, Jiadua, I'm not collecting from other Nechasim. Halach Lamaisa. So wherefore, when it's already that situation, it's already going to be, it's considered to be a Mashkan Shalom B'Shas Havah. So a chov that hasn't been paid back before Shvi's, the second you can't collect from other Nechasim, because of lo yigos, so therefore we collect that and you're a full mashkon, it's eno mishame. That's the halach of the shach. The shach, lemaisa, says a tremendous skiddush. So I want you to get this down. There's a difference between shas havah and sholo b'shas havah. Shas havah means what? You can collect from other things. We don't know for sure you're going to take this. Yes? We don't know for sure you're going to take this. So therefore, how can you makadash a woman with it? You can't makadash a woman with it. You don't know if you're going to keep it. But Shalom B'Shas Havah, I know I'm going to keep it. If I know I'm going to keep it, therefore, Halach L'maisa, it becomes mine fully. And therefore, in essence, what? You are a Shomer Sachar, and you're Kona the Mashkon fully, Halach L'maisa. And Mistama, according to this, you can Mekadosh a woman with it as well, Halach L'maisa. Because you end up collecting only from that thing alone, and it's fully yours, and it's not Meshameh. So please get that shot. The Shach says this, Eliezer, to answer this to you again. When the Tur said you're a Shomer Sachar, is talking about what situation? When you're talking about what? When you're a Shomer Sachar, Halach L'maisa, and Ibn Ezer, what, you can't Mekadosh a woman, because that's man, a Mashkon of Zman Havah, because we don't know if you're going to keep that thing. But generally, whether the Mashkon Shas or Shlomo Shas, you are a Shomer Sachar, because you acquired the Mashkon. But for our purposes, L'maisa, for our purposes, the reason why what? It's not a kasha from Shemitah, Lamaisa. It's not a kasha from Shemitah at all. It's because you're not going to the Mashkon Zman Havah because you have other things to collect. But with Shalom B'Shas Havah, we know it's what? It's not Meshameh, Lamaisa. We know Shalom B'Shas Havah, Lamaisa. Shalom B'Shas Havah becomes mine, so it's not Meshameh. That's the Chiddush, Lamaisa, that we want to bring out. Okay, we described what it meant, Lamaisa, this din of Shalom B'Shas Havah. I want to point out the following machlokes, and then we continue upon Tosfos Teretz. Let me ask you, the Mishnah Melachim of Schiris Pirkei Olam quotes the Maritz al Ahom. What happens if you have a mashkon after the loan, and the loan gives it to you willingly? What's the din in that case? Do you acquire it to be chayv an onsen? Yes, says the Maritz al Ahom. And the Mishnah Melach argues, and he says what? What does he argue? And he says it's mashkon from Rashi that if the malva came after the havah, forget about it. The only time you can get a mashkon after Havah is if Bezdin's involved and they take it against his will. And therefore, Lamaisa, you would not be chayv in what onsen. Meaning any mashkon taken after the loan would be considered to be what? Shas Havah. Unless Bezdin is involved. So I wanted you to get this machloikis. Let's get the machloikis. What's the machloikis? You raise the shade, they tie the thing around the window, Lamaisa, please. Thank you. What is the din? You have Shas Havah, Shalom Shas Havah. When you talk about a situation of what? A mashkon that's taken after the loan, what would you call that? So the Mishnah Melech says, well, call it what? If he's giving it on his will, call it Shalom Shas Havah. You be chayvin onsen. He's giving it on his own volition. Says the Mishnah Melech, no, it can't be. The only time mashkon Shalom Shas Havah is when Bezdin gets involved and takes it against his will. I would still call that Shas Havah. I'll still call that Shas Havah, Halach L'maisa. I'll still call that Shas Havah. So that's a machlekes. I want you to get down the Ksos. In Simen Ayin Beis Sifkot and Beis is a machlekes. The Rambam's mashal like the Maritats. That's the Maritats, the Maritz Salahom. And the Rimegash is mashal like the Mishnah Lamelech. So we have this clearly, Lamaisa, now. So we got the Kasha of Tosis. We have the answer. Okay? We didn't get the Tosis answer yet. What was the other Rishonim's answer? Eliezer, what's the other Rishonim's answer? You tell me, what's the other Rishonim's answer? That when the Gemara said that Tizra was just Derech Dechiyah, we say it across the board. What do we say Tosis Kasha was? How could the Gemara make that assumption? They make that assumption, says the Rishonim. Basically, the answer, we make that assumption. We didn't say why yet. Tosis, though, didn't say that. Tosis didn't say, he's going to say now why that's the case, okay? Let's see Tosis right now, what Tosis' answer is. Arya, go ahead. What's Tosis' answer? Go ahead. So what's the answer of the Gemara? What's the answer of Tosis? Nistabra le l'shas. What is shas? What is shas?
Gemara.
Excellent, Jonathan. Shas. Ravina Ravashi. Why did Ravina Ravashi assume as the double portion it applies? Because it's strong. A mashkon is a physical embodiment of a chov. Rashi said, kitsha b'chov al chesem et beis asher. Remember I pointed out to you? When you're a makadosh a woman, if let's say I lent you money, I have a mashkon, I take the mashkon, makadosh a woman, Rashi says, a makadosh the chov. What do you mean a makadosh with the chov? A makadosh with the mashkon. No, it's a physical embodiment of the chov. Remember we said that in Shir yesterday? That's what a mashkon does. It's a concretizes the chov, makes it a mashkon. So Jonathan, what comes out from this? That just like Shalom Shas Avav is strong, so too Shas Avav is strong. Does everyone understand what I just said? I don't understand what I just said. So how can you guys? You know what I just did? I just translated the words of Tosis. Tosis says, it's mistabra the Shas, that since you're Kona Shalom Shas Avav, it's strong enough to be Kona B'Shas Avav. And for purposes of Shemitah, it's like it's in the guy's hand already. And therefore, it can't be canceled.
I think it's saying that's like retroactive.
What does it mean? Well, I want to set it up. I don't think retroactive, but I want to set it up. You know, I'm not the only one who thought this. I was so happy to hear this. The Tosis Rehazakim, please get it down, on the Daf in Kedushin, says these words of Tosis are Divrei Hevel. Whoa. What is Divrei Hevel? What does Hevel mean? What is Hevel?
Like empty?
Vanity. Yes. Vanity. Empty. Can you imagine that? Now, he loved Tosis, don't get me wrong, but he says, I don't understand this answer. The Pnei Yeshua. I'm sorry, let's go to Rashba by us. Did you guys see it? He says, what's the Svar of Tosis? Makes no sense. Just because it's strong, it's like the Havdalel of Abdullah. You got a strong safety. You guys know a little bit about football? Strong safety is only good in what? Running. Certain guys that are huge are only good in running downs. They're terrible on passing, right? They can't cover a wide receiver. So Lahav de Lahav Dos. Mashkon, so strong. Shalom Shas Alva. So that should make you good with Shas Alva? That it's your Conan? What's the price of tea in China? There's peaches and oranges. No? Tosha says, what are the words? The Mistabrele Lashas. The me'achar, since the kani lemi rebitzuk, Yari read it nicely. Shlomo says, "Olim shibude b'shas alva." Why? Why? Get down in your notes. The Pnei Yeshua says, "David, divrei nevius." The Pnei Yeshua writes on the thesis. This is divrei nevius. You know what divrei nevius means? Words of what? Prophecy. Meaning he's saying it sarcastically, guys. It's Hilchos of Lo Time. So I just gave you three ways of Gedolei Achronim and Rishonim that, the two are the Rishonim, the third is Gedolei Achronim, that say, what on earth is Tosis talking about? Just because you read, you got to think too. You got to know how to read and think. What on earth is Tosis talking about? Tosis Rehazakim says it's Hevel. The Rashba says, what's the Svara? And the Pnei Yeshua says it's Divrei Nevius. Hilchos of Lo Time. You're making up your own halachas? So let us suggest something. Two pshatim what Tosis is driving at. And what is he trying to answer again, Binyamin? How did these Gemaras and Shas make an assumption that Rabbi Yitzchak, who said, Abachov is going to master applies for Shas Alba? Mayor, let's get it. So the first pshat I want to suggest, we're actually going to suggest three pshatim. Let's get it. First is from the Kav the Rav, the Dvar Avraham. The one who gave smicha to the Rav, we already mentioned. The great Gaon, he wrote him one letter, one line. He gave Paskin and Kol Torah Kuh. The Dvar Avraham. The Dvar Avraham in Chelik Beis Simin Yud Zayin Os Hei quotes the Chumash Maharit that says this is a Takanas Chachamim. Get it down. It's a Takanas Rabbanon that B'Shas Halva, it's not B'Shamit. Get it down. How do I know that Shas Halva is not B'Shamit? It's a Takanas Chachamim. Takanas Chachamim. This is what the Maharit writes. What'd you say? No, he's trying to interpret what Tosis meant. That Tosis meant it's only through Rabbanan. Tosis meant it only works as a Takanas Chachamim. It's a Takanas Chachamim.
Yeah,
that we say olam fei, that just like it works shlomo shasavah, it also works shasavah. He meant that takanas chamin. Frekt what? Frekt that varavar ribonu shelolam. Does Tosfos mashma that it's a takana? In the words of Tosfos, Nate points out very astutely. He says, Rabbi, this doesn't sound like it's a takana. It sounds like he's saying a sharka svara. No, olam fei. Olam tvei lemaisa. He's saying it's a strong thing. Olam, doesn't he say the word olam? Olam nami? Does that sound like it's a takana? No way. Get it down in your notes. That's what the Kavna Rav asked on the Mari. That's not what Taisa seems to say. It's not a takana sakhamim. It's mashal Taisa said, Ikradin. Tell me a little bit more, Nate, why you should say, like, strengthen the kasha. Because what is the lashon of the Taisa? What does he quote? Does he quote a pasuk? Yes. He says it's karina be lo shel achicha biyadecha. Is that mashma that it's a takana? No. You got to read the words of Tosfos, says the Dvar Avraham. There's no way that he means it's a takana sacham. Not a chance. That's one shot, and we struck it down. We have a kasha. Yes? Number two, guys. Let's go. Number two. This is how you learn up a Tosfos. Number two. Says the Dvar Avraham, I'll tell you what I think the pshat is. This whole notion of a malva holding a mashkel is like quasi-bilus. What do I mean quasi? Semi. Because the malva has the mashkel until when? Until the lova pays the cash, which we call poda. He redeems the mashkel. So on one hand, it's really the malva's David. But on the other hand, Yisrael, it's really not his, because the lova can pull it from him any time he wants if he gives the malva cash, correct? So that's what he wants to time it. This is like it's like partial. That's what quasi means, like mixas, semi. So he wants to time it, kolzman, that the mashkon is in the hands of the malva, it's his. And therefore, lemaisa, the fact that the lova can ask for it any time with cash doesn't stop it from being called achicha biyadecha. Basically, what the Dvar Avraham is saying, Benji, is that the quasi-bilus is enough to make it gavui for purposes of Shemitah. That's what he's saying. This quasi-bilus is enough for purposes of Shemitah to be considered to be, I collected already, and therefore, it's not considered to be what? Meshamet. It's ain't a meshamet. That's what Tosfos means, a quasi-bilus. It's enough for Shemitah purposes. That's the second shot. That's the Dvar Avraham. But let's say a third shot, and that is the following. The third shot is from the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua says, the bottom line is that I never would have thought that Shasavah, the Baal Chov, should be able to acquire the Mashkon at all. Because Lamaisa, even when he takes it, Shalom HaShasava, it's only half his. It's like a Mashicha L'chatzoin. This shot is very similar to the Kavna Rav. So this is number three. It's like two. In other words, once we see that there's such an animal or category of a minion of a kinyan that's L'chatzoin, that's a partial kinyan, that it works Shalom HaShasava, then we will say let it work also for what? Shasava as well. As long as the lova doesn't pay, he's zocha l'mafreya. Meaning, once you present, this is such a novel concept that I own it like halfway until the guy pays me. Once you already get through the door and you say that amazing kiddush, then go the whole way and say it even works shas halal. That's what the Pnei Yoshua is saying. It's a little different. Let's write it as number three. It's a little different than the Kavna Rav, which was number two. He just said that the quasi-bilus is enough for Shemitah. Pnei Yoshua is saying that once you get through the door, that you have this notion of a partial kinyan, and it works shalom b'shasavah, then it'll work also for what? Shasavah as well. Okay, and then the fourth shot that we're suggesting in Tosfos is what the svar is from the stipend, based on the shach that we mentioned earlier. What does the shach say? Why are you considered not to be kohen of the maskon shasavah? Because why? The lova has other property you might collect from. Yes? We don't know you're going to take this mashkel. However, Mashenkein, but b'shasalva, I'm sorry, Mashenkein, shalom b'shasalva, when Bezin's involved, then you know you're taking the item. And that's why olam shibude. So if it's olam shibude in the case of shalom b'shasalva, it's mamish to yours completely, halach lamaisa, then we say it also b'zman halva, it's also strong. Because what do we say happens b'zman halva if he doesn't end up paying you? You're going to end up keeping it in a base that wasn't involved at all anyway. So therefore, from Shas Avah, it's like you had it the whole time. What'd you say? I understand, but since it can develop into me what? Keeping that thing, and base is not involved anyway, I view it that it's strong enough at that time anyway. Because in the event, in the future, it's kind of looking to the future, Nate. Since in the future, if they don't end up paying me back, I can keep that mashko? So we view it as if now I have it. We view it as if now I have it, because in the future could develop that it could be mine. You follow me?
It could also be something else.
I couldn't hear you.
I
understand, but Lamaisa, in the event that he doesn't pay me, I'm going to keep this. So since that eventuality exists, it gives me enough strength now, even Mishach Havah. That is the pshat of the stiper, I'll be the shach, in Simenayin Beis, Halach Lamaisa. So therefore, Lamaisa, it's like I already know, Lamaisa, I already know that, you know, in the event he doesn't pay me back, that I'm going to be able not be able to collect from other things, so then it's considered to be done. It's dom lamashkon shalom b'shas halva. Even b'shas halva halach lamaisa. Even b'shas halva halach lamaisa. That's why we consider it to be a shomer sakar no matter what. You just can't be mekadosher at that time because why? It's not fully yours as of yet because you might collect from other things. So we got this. Let's kasher it over, guys. Again, what was Tosus kasher? Two kashers. How can there be Gemaras and Shas that apply the Yitzchak to what? B'shas Havah. It's naturally innately Shlo B'shas Havah. What's Tosa's answer? No problem. Because it's strong, Shlo B'shas Havah. It's also going to be strong, B'shas Havah. What? What does that mean? Tesri HaZakin says it's Havah. Rashba says, what's the Svar? Pnei Yoshua says, Divri Neviyas, Hilchos Avot Taanit. So we're suggesting four pshat. Number one, what's the first pshat? The Maharid gets a Takanas Chachamim. The Dvar Rav says that can't be what Tosas meant. And why would he quote a pasuk? Number two is who? Comes the Rav himself. He says since it's a partial kinyan, and that's such unique itself, and it broke through. So once it broke through for Shalom B'Shas Havah, let it work also what Shas Havah. Go with the Chiddush the whole way. What's the Pnei Yoshua say? What does the Pnei Yoshua say? Alach Lamaisa. Pnei Yoshua says that what? That's basically what we said to Pnei Yoshua. We just said over that was the Pnei Yoshua. The second shot was the Kavna Rav, who said what? Who said the ability for the lover to what? Pay the cash back doesn't take away from you owning it. So if it doesn't take away from you owning it, Shalom B'Shas Havah, then why can't I own it B'Shas Havah? That was the second shot. We already said the third was the fourth shot of the stiper using the Shach, who says that Shas Havah, You can collect from other property. Who knows what I'm going to take it? Shalom B'Shas Havah is the only thing I can take. Bazin gave it to me. But since Shas Havah, I know there's an eventuality that if he doesn't pay me, I can keep this. That's enough to say Olam Shibudei. And therefore, for purpose of Shmita, there will not be Mishameh. Four Pshatim we're suggesting, Eliezer. You got them down? Four Pshatim we're suggesting what the Svar of this Taisus is. Amazing. Okay, four different Pshatim. Yes, Eliezer. The last one's using the Shach that says that Shas Havah, you have the ability as a Mavah to collect from an array of his properties. Right? Shalom B'Shas Havah, Basin gets involved, that's the only thing I can collect from. So therefore, it's very strong Shalom B'Shas Havah. B'Shas Havah, I can question it, right? But since there, at Shas Havah, there's the eventuality that it might happen, I might take it, that's enough to say that it's Ein HaMashamet, even Shas Havah.
You could take any of the properties?
Yeah, so that takes away from the chefsa being real, really what? A good mashkel, right? It takes away from it being that it should be mashamet. Shas Havah, when you take the item, I don't know if I'm going to keep that item, so why should it keep the loan intact? But since there's an eventuality that he might not end up paying me and I might keep this, that's enough to say ain't a mashamet. Again, one more time. Shalom B'Shas Havah basically got involved. They gave me the object, so that's the only thing I collect from. So for sure it's like in my hand. It's Ein HaMashamet.
You mean once to the God?
Yes, that's the mashkon. Right? That was the mashkon. They gave it to me Shlomo Shas Havah. But Shas Havah, I also took one object. That object I could collect from other things still. You follow me? But since in the eventuality he might be in 30 days when he doesn't pay me, I might end up keeping this. That's strong enough to say Ein HaMashamet even now for Shas Havah. You got that? These are the four pshat that we're suggesting pshat in Taisus. Otherwise, the svar is very difficult, you saw. When you read a Taisus, you got to think, what is the answer of Taisus? This is the four pshat that we're suggesting. Okay. Based on this now, let's take this a step further. Go ahead, Arya. Guys, look inside now. Now that he's given this beautiful answer, and we've answered, no, both kashas, how the Gemara could assume like this. Go ahead. This is utilizing Svara, Binyam. Wrote on the board yesterday, five ways to learn this, is using Svara. Go ahead. Al-Chemso. Okay, let's get the case. Get it down. Very easy. What does the word Hilva mean? What does Hilva mean? Lend. The Jew lent the Goy money, and he takes the Goy's Wonder Bread, making it dramatic. Wonder Bread is not kosher bread, right?
It is.
Oh, it is? Okay, I didn't know. All right. So whatever it is, take it, I don't know, take some bread that's not kosher. Used to be not kosher, okay? Let's go, whatever it is, okay? Doesn't make any difference. Could even be kosher bread, right? A Goy is not Asher and Chametz. That's only a Jew is, right? So I lend a Goy money. I said, listen, you're a good friend of mine. You're a nice fellow, but I need collateral. He says, no problem. I'll give you a bunch of bread. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, buddy. It's Passover. I can't have bread. He says, I'm sorry. This is what I have taken. There's an Isser in the Torah I cannot see and find chametz. Bayirah, bayimatzeh. Am I over? What does the Gemara say? Yes. Olam leishibudeh. Go ahead, Vafilu. Even if he gives me the bread right away, at the time of the loan. So go ahead. What does the mikri mean? It is called what? It's called your chametz to be over by Rav Matzah, even though I don't, to be over by Rav Matzah. Go on. Since Shalom B'Shas Havah, I'm Konan Legamri. So therefore, B'Shas Havah, I'm also Konan enough to be over by Rav Matzah. Wow. Go ahead. Now what did that mean? Are you familiar with the Gemara in Hayim and Bezim Sochem? Let's say I have I'm a Jew, which I am, Baruch Hashem, proud of, right? I have a goyish neighbor. He says, listen, I'm going on vacation. I need someone to watch this bread. No problem. I'm a Kabbalah Chayes. Oh yeah. I tell my wife and family. I said, no, it's Pesach. Why did I do this? Terrible. I'm over by Rabbi Matzah. I was Makabalach Rayas. I'm over by Rabbi Matzah. So just like Kabbalah Sachrayas can make you over by Rabbi Matzah, so too Mashkon can make you over. Please write down the comparison. I'll write it down on the board. That Tosas is equating Kabbalah Sachrayas to Mashkon. He's equating Kabbalah Sachrayas to Mashkon. Just like Kabbalah Sachrayas makes you over by Rabbi Matzah, so too Mashkon does. Wow. That is considered to be my Baal Yirah, Baal that you cannot see. You cannot find chametz. This is the power of Mashkon, guys. The power of Mashkon is so powerful that it can make you over by Rabbi Matzah. Just like Kabbalah Zacharias, so too what? So too chametz. Amazing. Read the converse riot. Go ahead. Look inside, guys. What's that case? A goy lent money to a Jew, and what does he take for collateral? Chametz. and who's collateral? Who's the collateral going to be under whose auspices? The goy. Will I be over by Rabbi Matzah? I didn't sell my chametz. I didn't do bittul chametz, but in a sense, I gave away my chametz as collateral. Will I be over? You guys tell me before I look inside. No, because the goy acquires a mashkon. If he acquires the mashkon, then it's out of my auspices. Go ahead. Look inside. E what?
E have
Wow. If the goy acquires it from a Jew, even what? Even the Shas Alva. The Jew is not over what by Rabbi Matzah. Wow, because the shibud of a mashkon is strong. Go ahead. Because since the shibud of the goy in the chametz is so strong, he acquires the chametz. It's mamish his chametz. It's not considered matsui, found in the hand of the Jew. Go ahead. Has to be accessible to the Jew. Here it's not accessible. Go ahead, Ella. Only if the chametz is accessible to the Jew are you over. Lamute. What's lamute? What's lamute mean? To exclude, right? Go ahead. Oh, what happens if you're given a house? You're miyakad a house to have all the chametz. What's the din in that case? You makabel a deposit of chametz, and you designate a special house for it. And the pikaron is not nimsu bebeso. It's in a special house. It's called a chametz house. Are you over by Rabbi Amatzei? No. Because you're miyachad a house for it. It's totally separate. It's not accessible to you. Go ahead, Vafilu. Even if you're makabel chayes, you won't be over by Rabbi Amatzei if I designated a house. Can I mean it? Like it says, amazing. So Tosa says very clearly that this area of Mashkon is so beautiful that a Baal Chovitz Kohen Mashkon even affects the area of Bayi Rabbi Amatzei in both ways. If the Jew acquires the Mashkon when he lent money to the Goy, he's going to be over Bayi Rabbi Amatzei. And if the Goy lent money to the Jew and the Jew gave away his chametz and the Goy is holding the as collateral, then he gets out of Bayi Rabbi Amatzei. Tosa is giving an example of how far-reaching this concept of Baal Chovitz Kohen Mashkon is, that it gets you out of the Isra of Bayi Rabbi Amatzei. In the case where what? Where the Goy lent the Jew money. And in the other way, it'll get you in hot water. Everyone got this? Amazing answer. Yes, Nate, go ahead.
I got a lot of questions, actually.
Okay, make them quick, though. Yeah. Go ahead.
Taylor Swift said that you partially, before, the other answer is that you're partially owned. Does that mean that you also partially own the other side of it? The Malva and the logo will partially own it?
No, no, no. It means that the Baal Chov, the Malva partially has the Mashkon.
And who's
the
other parts of the part?
The Lova Lamaisa.
So then how can you not be over...
Well, they're not partners, Lamaisa, but it means you have the ability until you own it. Don't call them partners. I'm glad he asked me that. You partially own it until he gives you cash. That's the way you got to say it.
You partially
own it, meaning it's a full ownership until what? Until he pays
the
cash. What'd you say?
Owns
right. When I mean partially owned, I don't mean 50-50. I mean it's fully mine until the guy gives me cash. That's why I say it's partial.
Okay.
I don't want you to think of like 50-50. I want you to think about it partial ownership until you pay the whole thing. Okay? Okay?
And then, second question. What's the difference now between a mashkon and just a sale? You're buying this thing and you're going to sell back to them.
At this point, Lamaisa, it's mamish what? At this point, it's mamish mine until he gives me cash. Because it's still, there's still, the fact that it's labeled as a collateral, the lova still has the ability to say, I'm going to give you cash, just give me back my mashkon. But in a situation, in a situation where Lamaisa wants to pay the cash back. If he doesn't pay the cash back, it's too late. He can't demand it back. Okay?
Right.
Eventually it's Shlobishas, how about it's Mamishis? Okay? So we got the answer to Tosis so far? One sec, John, I'm going to call on you now. I just want to point out that the Maram Shif say, get this down in your notes, you need two things to be over by Rabbi Amatzei. The Chametz physically must be in, to get out of by Rabbi Amatzei, you need two things. What are the two things, Aryeh? Physically, it must be in the Rishus of the Goy, and number two, the Goy has to have a what? A kinyan on it. He has to have a shibut. And therefore, you need both those things. Like, number one, physically, it's out of the guy's Rishus, it's in the Goy's Rishus, and number two, you have a kinyan on it. Okay? Number two, you have a kinyan on it. And you have the Goy has a shibut on it. And the Rai is, the Isra Chometz is totally in what? In Matsui B'Yad Yisrael, because Pikara of a Goy from a Kabbalah Raiyas, you're normally over by Rabbi Amatzei. But if you designate a house, I get out of it. Why? Why do I get out of it? Because it's not considered Matsui B'Yad Yisrael. It's not considered accessible to the Jew because I designate a house for it. This is the pshat that the Maram Shiv, please get it down. The Maram and the Marsha and the Maram Shiv say you need two things to get out of by Rabbi Amatzei, and that's what you're doing. Physically, it's in the Rishus of the Goy, and number two, he has a Kinyan and a Shibun on it, which makes it not Matsui B'Yad Yisrael, and you're not over by Rabbi Amatzei. Yes, Jonathan, go ahead.
I think instead of viewing it as partial ownership, I think a interesting way to view the same concept would be kind of like de facto ownership.
Okay, kind of. Yeah, I think that's a better way of saying it.
Right, like they essentially own
it. I think that's a better way of saying it, Jonathan. Jonathan's saying very, very good. It's not a partial ownership, it's de facto. Cole's mind that the Lova doesn't pay me cash, it's mine. Way, very excellent way to say it. Excellent. Okay, let's finish up the Tosis now. Okay, go ahead,
Aryeh.
Now Tosis says, I have one caveat for this. Now that I've suggested, what is Tosis' whole mahalach here? That he's built up that a mashkon is his? Not just Shalom B'Shas Avah B'Yamin, but what else? B'shasalva, but there's one caveat to it. Go ahead. Read again. Umiyu v'perakamid kedushin. What's the case? I lent Meir $100,000. He gives you a mashka. I turn around and take the mashka and a makadosh a woman with it. It's a good kedushin. Go ahead. Wow. If you want a makadosh a woman with it, get it down, Yisrael. That's only v'shalom v'shasalva, when it's naturally mine. When it's naturally mine, then it's mamish mine, and I can makadosh a woman, a mechayv even an onsim. And the Gemara is in from Pirka Omnin. The Pirka Omnin, it says, Shalom b'shas alva, you mamish on it. Shalom b'shas alva, you don't mamish on it. You're like a shomer chinam. That's all you are, Lamais. All you are is like a shomer chinam. See, when you are a shomer sacher, that's when it's a malva al what? Mashko shalom b'shas alva. Get it down. When are you a shomer sacher? You're a shomer sacher, the Mishnah says, when what? Shalom b'shas alva. Shalom. B'shas Ava. When you are B'shas Ava, you're even less than that, Nate. I know what you meant. Rashi said you might even be higher. But at least in this, for our purposes, you're a Shomer Sachar. You might also be Chayiv and Onsen like Rashi holds, okay? You might also be Chayiv and Onsen like Rashi holds if it's Shalom B'shas Ava. But if it's B'shas Ava, what are you? I'm writing this down. All you are is a Shomer Aveda. Now, what is a Shomer Aveda? What is his level of responsibility? Let's say you find a carpet outside. I want to return it to my friend. Until I return it, what's my level of shmirah? To my focus all over shas between Rav and Rav Yosef. What does Rav say? Shomer Aveda is like a Shomer what? Chinan. You're only kind of Shia. What does Rav Yosef say? You're a Shomer Sachar. Please get this down. You must know this. A Shomer Aveda. What is his level of liability? Is it like a Shomer Chim, Shomer Sachar? We possibly like Rav Yosef. Why? Because it's called proof to the Rav Yosef. When I'm taking care of that man, what happens if the money comes by and wants tzedakah? Do I have to give it to him? No. Osik b'mitzvah? Put them in a mitzvah. I save myself a few dollars. That makes me a Shomer Sachar. That's Rav Yosef's rationale. It's called proof to the Rav Yosef. It makes him a Shomer Sachar. Rav says, no way, you're a Shomer Chim. So if you're a Shomer Sachar, Shalom B'Shas Ava, and you might even be higher, you might even be Chayv and Onsen, according to Rashi, Nate, that's good. What'd you say? What'd you say?
Next line.
Yeah, okay, you're Chayv and Onsen, but that's what it means to say. You're a Shomer Sachar and more. You're a Shomer Sachar and more. Right? That's what it means. You're a Shomer Sachar and more. If you hold the vice. You see, that's why the Rabbi and Tosfos fit it. The Rabbi, I think we said it, who else? Tosfos in Bava Metzia said, G'nei ben Aveda, you know? That fits in much better. But he might be a Shomer Sachar and more. But if you're a Shatz Ava, all you are is a Shomer Aveda. And a Shomer Aveda might even be a Shomer Chinam, according to Rav. Right? You might even be a Shomer Chinam. According to Yosef, Lamaisa, okay, you're a Shomer Sachar, but at least there's a sheet that says you're a Shomer Chinam. So that's exactly what Tosfos is saying. Read again. The Perika Umnin, what does it say? You're not chayv in onsen. There it is. You're not chayv in onsen, Nate. Below chashiv ela what? You're only like a shomer sachar. That's shalom b'shas ava, Alma. It's not considered yours completely, right? It's not considered yours completely because you have to return it to him. Yes, Vim Kane.
Im Kane, may the Tom Nasha be Shomer Sachar. Im Lo Mishum the Nana the Kani Lay.
So what does he say here? Why you call the Shomer Sachar? What hana are you getting then? What hana are you going to get? Read Vim Kane, may the Tom. Im Lo, unless what? Unless you have the ability to what? Can the Kani Lay? Liktos Boas Isha, you can take the mashkon and acquire a woman, go ahead, or karka, or what? Or swap a what item from another item. So at least what? Gvim Kain, go ahead. So you're only a Shomer Sachar. What did I write on the board? You're only a Shomer Sachar for what? Which one? Shas what? Shalom B'Shas Alva. So that's the only time you can be Mekadosh a woman. With a mask on, if it's Shalom B'Shas Ava. But Shas Ava, all you are is a what? Like a Shomer Aveda. You're a Shomer of Eidah. And therefore, what you cannot be Mekadosh a woman, Tosis says, when you get a Mashkon that Shas Alba. So Tosis, right, get down Tosis Shita Binyamin. Get it down. Tosis Shita by us is a Mashkon Shaloba Shas Alba. Tosis says, Yachol Lekadosh Isha with what? A Mashkon that is Shaloba Shas Alba. However, a mashkon b'shas alba, however, ain yochol l'kadesh isha the mashkon b'shas alba. You got what I'm saying? Okay, 1 second. We got this? So it comes out that according to what Tosfos, there are two types of mashkons, Yosef. One is Shalom B'Shas Alvar, the other is B'Shas Alvar. Tois is Mechadish by us in Gittin, Lamazayan in the base. That if I make money and I get the mashkon, I can only Mechadish a woman with a mashkon that I got, Shalom B'Shas Alvar. But B'Shas Alvar, I don't have the ability to Mechadish her. And what made me a Shomer Sachar? My ability that I can Mechadish a woman. But if B'Shas Alvar, I don't even have that. All I have is a Shomer Abed. And even if you hold like Rav Yosef, that's only purely a Shomer Aveda. You follow me? This is not an Aveda name. This is not an Aveda. So therefore, Shas Alba, all you are is what? Is basically a Shomer what? I'm going to write it down. You basically are a Shomer Shem. You're right, there is a Machlokes by Shomer Aveda. But in this case, the Mashkon is not an Aveda. I know who gave it to me. So therefore, when I write Shomer Aveda, what I mean to say is that you're not really a what? You're not really a legitimate what? You're not really a legitimate Shomer in that sense. You're not a Shomer Sachar of a high level. You're not a Shomer Sachar of a high level. You simply aren't. And therefore, Tosis is Mechadesh, that you might be a Shomer Sachar vis-a-vis Shomer Sachar Mechadesh, a woman. But I will tell you something. That when you're a mashkon b'shas alva, you cannot kaddish her. I have a Gemara Kiddushin that I gave you. What does Gemara Kiddushin of Chesam Bey say? That you can kaddish her with a mashkon acherim? What's that talking about? Shalom b'shas alva. B'shas alva, you cannot kaddish her woman. That is our sheet of our Tosos. Get it down. That is the sheet of our Tosos and Gittin and Lamed Zayin in the base. That is smack against, I gave it to you, Tosos and Maseches Kiddushin. Tosis and Maseches Kiddushin argues and claims not that way. Tosis and Maseches Kiddushin claims, get it down, to Machlokes and Tosis and Shas. Tosis and Kiddushin Chesam is, what the Ramaska was it? What the Ramaska was it, the second Tosis and Chesam and base? Acherim? What was it, the Ramaska? I don't remember. On Chesam and base, what was it, the Ramaska, Tosis and Kiddushin? Tosis argues and says, a mashkon shalom b'shas alva yikim mekadosh, and also b'shas alva. So machlokes two Tosim and Shas, can you mekadosh a woman? What do you say?
Mashkon.
Dibra mashkon mashkon. Tosis says, you can mekadosh a woman with a mashkon b'shas alva. You C-A-N, you can. He argues. And he says, b'feirish l'maisa. You can mekadosh a woman b'shas alva. So I want you to know, you guys got to know this. It's two different Tosim and Shas. Can you Mekadosh a woman with a mashkon of Acherim b'shas alva? Our Tosis says no. Tosim Kedushin says yes, you can. So let's get this, what this means. Okay? So Tosis agrees in Bab Metzia and Daf Pei Beis Min Maskel Amar, like ours, and the Marsha here and in Bab Metzia says like this. I thought the Gemara said about Chovs Kona Mashkon B'Shas Alva. He's not Kona, and he doesn't become a Shomer Chinam. What's the whole reason why a guy becomes a Shomer Chinam? I'm Shomer Sachar. Because you're Nana. What can you be Nana with? No. What can you be Nana with? He said it. Shalom B'Shas Alva. What are you Nana with? You can Mekadosh a woman, yes. Or you can buy a car. You can swap the item, yes. Tosis said that. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Shas Alva, are you a Shomer Sachar? Shas Alva, are you a Shomer Sachar?
No.
No, you're not. No, you're not. If the whole reason that you're a Shomer Sukkah is your ability to Mekadosh a woman, it's clear that Shas Avah, where you're not a Shomer Sukkah, you cannot be Mekadosh a woman. Is that correct?
Correct.
Oh, so the Maharsha points out that Artosus and Tozer B'Metzia are Cholik and that Tyson Kedushin. Tyson Kedushin says what? What does Tyson Kedushin say at Chesed Beis?
That you could.
That you could. Let me ask you a question. If Tosa Kedusha says you could, then Lamaisa, I don't understand that Tosa Kedusha. Our Tosa in Tosa Bobetzi is Dafka Chomets, you're over by Rabbi Matze. But Kedusha, it's not yours. It's not a Kenyan Gomer, so you can't make out as a woman. So Mamele, you're not a Shomer Sacher. The Russian Kedusha also holds like our Tosa. What I'm asking you is, what on earth is Tosa Kedusha talking about? How can Tosa Kedusha say you can make out as a woman? Because we said Dafka Shalom is my Avah, you're a Shomer Sacher. If I can be Mekadosh a woman, Shalom Shas Avah, Jonathan also. If I can be Mekadosh a woman, Shalom Shas Avah, and Shas Avah, then what's so special about Shalom Shas Avah that it makes me a what? Shomer Sacher. Right, what we wrote on the board makes a lot of sense why it's a Shomer Sacher. Because you can what? You can Mekadosh a woman with it. Shalom B'Shas Avah. And I can't do a B'Shas Avah according to our Tosfos. But if you hold like Tosha Kedushin, who holds you to Mekadosh a woman both slots, then why is Shalom B'Shas Avah so special that makes you a Shomer Sacher? You understand the Kasha? Again, our Tosfos makes a lot of sense. The reason why Shalom B'Shas Avah is a Shomer Sacher is because I have the ability to Mekadosh a woman with a Maskev Shalom B'Shas Avah. B'Shas Avah, I can't. But if you only Tosin and Kedushin that I can Mekadosh her in both slots, then what makes Shalom B'Shas Avah so special that it makes you Shomer Sacher? Whenever I can do Shalom B'Shas Avah, I can do Shas Avah. You understand what I'm asking? I'll say it again. If I have to say it another time, I'll say it again. We are asking a kash on who? Tosis where? No, in Kedushin. Because what does Tosis Kedushin say? That you can Mekadosh a woman, Shalom B'Shas Avah, and also what?
B'Shas
Avah. What is the kash that we're asking on? Tosos by us makes a lot of sense. Why do you become a Shomer Sacher or Shalom B'Shas Avah? Because I have the ability to Mekadosh her. B'Shas Avah, I can't. So that makes me special. I can be negative. But according to Tosha Kedusha, that I can in both spots, what makes this so special, Shalom B'Shas Avah, that it makes it a Shomer Sacher? Yes, Yisrael.
Well, if you're saying Tosha's conditions arguing with Tosha's here in Gittim, why don't we just say that he does hold that it is...
But you can't argue this is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Beferish and Bavitsiya Pam and Bez, that you are a Shomer Sacher. It's a Beferish and Mishnah. Everyone's got to deal with that. Everyone got that, Kasha? Yes? Yeah?
Yeah,
I can't hear you. I understand, but the rationale of the Mishnah that makes you a Shomer Sacher is that I have an ability to Mekadosh a woman. That's only in the slot of Shalom B'Shas Avah, says Tosis. That's what makes you a Shomer Sacher. But B'Shas Avah, our Tosis says you can't Mekadosh her. That what makes you special, Shalom B'Shas Avah, makes you a Shomer Sacher. But if you say you can do that even B'Shas Avah, what makes you a Shomer Sacher? Shomer Sacher means you're being rewarded. You're getting Hana. That's why I have a higher level of liability, right? So what? So that's what I'm saying. What makes you a Shomer Sacher then? There's nothing special about it. The Mishnah says Shalom B'Shas Avah, you're a Shomer Sacher. Why only Shalom B'Shas Avah? Shas Avah, you have the same ability. So what makes you a Shomer Sacher when you took a Shalom B'Shas Avah?
You mean that if you're Shomer Chinam B'Shas Avah, then you're the same for...
Yes, it should be the same thing. Our Tosis makes beautiful sense. Tosis and Kedushin are Pella. So what's the Terrence? So Lamaisa, the Korban Nisanel and Kedushin Osyudin, the Karnei Reim by us, ask on the Marsha, what raya is there that you can't Mekadosh a woman, Mashkun Shas Avah, from the fact that you're not a Shomer Sacher? Why does that prove anything? Tosin Bo Metzia says, a Mashkun Shas Avah, are you Marviach anything? You can Mekadosh with a Mashkun. What do you mean? Let me ask you a question. Guys, I want you to get this. When I lend you money, yes? I didn't have to lend you the money. I could use that money in Mekadosh a woman. What am I bring Marviach? Mashkin B'Shas Avah. I had money. I didn't have to give it to you. I could use it as a mashkol. The only time that it's marviach is when shelo b'shas avah, when I don't have the money anymore because I lent it to you. So therefore, I have a revach with the ability to mekadesh with a mashkol. That makes me a shomer sachar. So it could very well be that I can hold like Tyson Kedushin, that I can mekadesh a woman b'zman mashkol b'zman avah. Why does that not make me a shomer sachar, Eliezer? Why does that not make me a shomer sachar? Because I'm not marviach anything with it. Because I could have been kadosh with the money that I lent you. So that's why I'm not a shomer sachar. Therefore, we can answer Tosha Kedushin very well that I can be kadosh or shasava, and that still does not make me a shomer sachar because I'm not being marviach anything. Isn't that sharp? That's very sharp. It makes it so sharp. Now I'm thinking, what's shot in Tosha by us? Tosha by us said, you cannot be kadosh a woman. B'shas alva, only shalom b'shas alva, and that's what makes you a shomer sachar. Why does that make you a shomer sachar? I don't understand, Lamaisha. Because what? Because you're marviach, Lamaisha, right? There's a revach, right? There's a revach. But Taisa says, that's still what? That still won't, there's my ability to mekadesh a woman should not make me a what? Should not make me a shomer sachar, says Tosa Kedushin. Why? Because I could have been a mekadesh with my money. I'm not being marviach. Our Tosa says no. It gives you a revach. What's the revach? I understand, but that's the point where they're arguing. Shas halva. Are you able to mekadesh? Tosa says no. Are by us. Why? Because shas halva, you're not a shomer sachar. Whereas shalom shas halva, you are. Because you gain the bonus of being able to mekadesher. That's what makes you a shomer sachar. Shomer shasavah, you are not. But Tosha Kedushin says you do have the ability to mekadesher. And I don't consider that to be a bonus, right? I don't consider that to be a bonus because you could mekadesher cash. What would our Tosha say to that? What does our Tosha say to that? Why does our Tosha make it such a big deal? Oh, you have the ability to mekadesher. Why is that such a big deal? You could have that big deal also shas alva, and you're still not a shomer sachar. That's what he's saying. He's saying lemaisa toisa kedushin holds. You don't have to be a shomer sachar because you're not being marviach anything. When do you say you're being marviach something? When you have the ability to do something. I didn't need that ability shas alva. I had cash shalom shas alva. I need that ability, and I have that ability. That's what makes me a shomer sachar. But I still should have the ability to mekadesh or shas halva. That's Tyson Kedushin. It's such a good shot now. What's our shot in our Tyson? What's the shot in our Tyson? Our Tyson holds you don't have enough ownership v'shas halva. It's more of like a zichron dvarim ba'alma. Let's go to Chumash. You ask me afterwards, okay? Let's go to Chumash. Okay? Guys, chazan is over Shabbos.